Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Meseches Bava Metzia has been dedicated by Rabbi and Mrs. Chaim Shlomo Metz. Le'ilei Nishmas Shmar Yehu Ben Chaim.
We're learning Meseches Bava Metzia Daf Ayin Beis. The Gemara, the daf starts in the middle of Ravina's Teretz. The Gemara and Akasha. The Brice has said when a Yid borrows from a guy Beribis, and now he wants to give it to another Yid with the same terms, Tanolni Vani Eloch Kaderek Shatam Alaloi. The Braisa said that Hamidates al Narchi, if he went back to the guy and did it, Al Das the guy, it's mutter. So you might akasha, but ain't Shlichas al Narchi. Since ain't Shlichas al Narchi, so a male, the Alvar doesn't blame Alvar from the guy, it blames Alvar from the Yid, and a male will be Ribis. Just like if you were in Maimidates al Narchi. So Ravina's teretz was that even though ain't Shlichas al Narchi, but still there's Sriel al Narchi. Just like by Katan, even though ain't Shlichas al Katan, there's still Sriel al Katan. And in Agamar it says, Isle Skiya Midarabanan, Hachanami Laishana. And the Gemara says, no, it's not true of Elohi. A Katan is Yisrael, he's Asi L'chlal Shlichus. So Mela, since when he becomes a Gadol, he'll be a Shliach, so Mela has a Din Skiya. Mashenkin a Goy, he'll never be Asi L'chlal Shlichus, so Mela doesn't have a Din Skiya. So the Gemara, our Girsa of Agamara is, that a katan has a schiyah min derabanan, and that's why the Gemara thought that a guy would also have a din schiyah min derabanan. And then the Gemara says that no, the rabbanan will only misaken a schiyah by a katan who's Yisrael, he's asil chal shlichas. A guy is not asil chal shlichas. A male, the rabbanan will never misaken from a schiyah. But there's a machlekes yishainim, because some yishainim hold that a katan has a schiyah min deraisa, like we'll explain. The few rayas that the yishainim bring that a katan should have a schiyah min deraisa. One is from the Gemara in Ksuvas Daf Yud Aleph. The Gemara in Ksuvas Daf Yud Aleph says that a ger katan at vilan oisei al das bezdin. A ger katan, a guy that's a katan, comes, his parents bring him to the bezdin. Or his mother brings him to the bezdin, that's the case. And the Gemara says the bezdin can make him a ger. The bezdin can make him a ger. And the Gemara says the reason is because schus ulay v'zach aladim shlay b'fanav. Since it's a schus, you say zach aladim shlay b'fanav. Fagin the Rishainim ain't Sriel Lakatan. Weiss days from that Gemara that there's a din Sriel Lakatan, that Zachan Lakatan, you could be Zechav for Katan or so. And Pashas the Gemara is Midaraisa. The Gemara, you're making him a Ger, Ali Dei Sriel. You're making him a Ger, Dei Sriel, Lachayat, it means Midaraisa. So that's a Raya that there's a Sriel Lakatan Midaraisa. So what's Pshat in that Gemara that says the Sriel Darabanan? So the Rishainim that hold, like what Agamara says, like Agirs of the Gemara, that a Katan only has a Sriel Midarabanan. They answer, there's two turrets. Taisus and Ksuvus Daf Yud Aleph in his first turrets. He says, a Meir Dika Chinesh, that Yehne Gemara is also Midar Abanan. Yehne Gemara is Midar Abanan, he's only a Ger Midar Abanan. So how could he be Mutta to marry him v'chuli? Zakte, because Chacham Vaykadav Min HaTayra. Yesh Kayach Miach Chacham Lakadav Min HaTayra. In some cases, even Mekuvah say, this is a case of Chacham Vaykadav Min HaTayra. They made that he could be a Ger Katan. He could use the parish of Schia by a katan to make him a ger midar abanan, a grace of chiddush. Taisus also explains, I ain't schia l'gai, even midar abanan. Like the Gemara is maskana, so what's the pshat you could do a schia for the ger katan? So Taisus says, the whole reason why there's no schia for a guy is because he's not asil l'chal shlichus. He has since with the schia he's becoming a yin, so he's zichan asil l'chal shlichus. So a guy that with the Sri is becoming a Yid, that's called an Asir L'chal Shlichus, and the male of the Sri to a guy also. Falkapanam L'gami the Shail of Katan, Taisus says, Ein Echinami, the Ger Katan's only been Arbanan a Gevaldig Echidish. Taisus in Sanhedrin, in the beginning of the 8th Perek, says a different word, that the Rishayna Musa say very similar, I think it's all the same word. And that Gemara is not really Sri. That Gemara, Taisus says, Begufa Echal HaGeiris. Ramban says, Anus Sechir, because Bezin's doing after Geiris. In other words, it's not a pshat that someone's doing a maisa letzayrich someone else, letzayrich the katan. No one's doing anything letzayrich the katan. The katan is being misgayer. The katan is just doing what the katan does. He's getting a meal and tefillah l'shem geyrus. The bezdin is doing what the bezdin does. No one's doing anything l'shem the katan. So what's the Gemara want with zach aladim shlei b'fanav? Namal, geyrus needs das. Geyrus needs das. And memela, a katan doesn't have das, so it's not shayach geyrus. But since the parish of Sriya tells you that we are non-sadi, that's his das, that's kilu, it's his das. Something which is a schus to someone, we condemn and he wants it, you don't need das. So who then gave us a schus of zachalanim shleib befanav? That's called an yes das. He doesn't need to have das. But when do we say that schia doesn't work? The schia only works min rabbanan is when someone's doing a maaser. That maaser should be chal for the kata. So there, not only do you need the concept that you can't do something for someone bal koychay, where there it's taken care of, because since it's a schus, zachalanim shleib befanav, it's not called you doing it bal koychay. It's called yes das. But you also need that your ma'aser should be chal for someone else. That goes through with the zaparish of shlichus. And then shlichus l'katan, sayin shchiyah l'katan. And the din that you could do a ma'aser for a katan, that's only din derabanan. Like the Gemara says, shchiyah islam derabanan. Mashenk and the Gemara in Ksuvis, no one's doing a ma'aser for the katan. The katan's doing the ma'aser geirus. The bezin's doing what the bezin does. And a ma'aser geirus can't be chal without das. I've then come to parishes, Achalam Shabbat Fun, at the time it's called Das. But since no one's doing the Maisa for the Khan, so it works me the Maisa. Mashenke, when you want a Maisa of a Gadol to work for a Khatan, that can only be me the Rabbanan, because Ein Shlichus is Schiel the Khatan. Now there's another Gemara that the Rishayin bring a Raya to the Schiel the Khatan, me the Raisa, the Gemara in Kedushin. The Gemara in Kedushin, Afman Beis, in the beginning of the second parak. The Gemara says, Azai. The Gemara says, the Gemara learned out the din of Shlichus from different places, at them gamatim like we have here. Then the Gemara says, I have another b'karat of shlichus. It says, minayin sheshlich shalom kavaisa, shnem v'nosi echad nosi echad mimata. That you have a nosi echad mimata, tichul inchal esayetz, that the anchal of Eretz Yisrael was done on yidei the Nesiyim. How does an anchal of the Nesiyim work for Klai Yisrael? Elamai shlich shalom kavaisa. It's affecting my v'tizbra. That's not shlichus, because there were tanim there. Some of the people that have been neichel Eretz Yisrael were ktanim. And ain't shlichus l'katan. Tarit says, I think it's a different din there. The din is, minayin l'zachan l'adim shloi b'fonav. Because it says, nasiyecha, nasiyecha mimata. It goes through with the parish of Schia. So tayin the Rishayinim. And there the Gemara didn't have a problem with ain't zachan l'katan. Vaisla is klar that the pasuk, nasiyecha, nasiyecha mimata, can't be talking about shlichus, because ain't shlichus l'katan. But it could be talking about Schia, because ain't Schia l'katan. You see a flourish in the Gemara, in Kedushin, that there's a din Schia l'katan mideraisa. Now if them, even the Ramban and other Rishayinim, the Ramban over here, the Rishayinim speak about it in Kedushin, that the Gemara goes weiter. The Gemara says, v'tizbra, that's chusulai. It's also a chayiv. Because let's say the Nesiyim are going deciding who gets which Yerusha. It's not a schus necessarily. Some people want a har, some people want a bika. A guy gets a thing, the nasi got for him is chalik. Maybe he wants the other chalik. The schus has in an element of chayiv. So where's the schus? So Elamai state the third din, that minayin, that when you have your ketanim, that a bon lach like bezin makes an apotropis, and boilem chalik yofa, and bezin could arrange, the apotropis can make the chalukah, because it says nasiyecha, nasiyecha mimata. So Taina the Ramban, that only in the Havana Gemara, the second stage of the Gemara there, the Pasuk is so much Shriya. The Gemara first taught Nasiyach, Nasiyach, the Mat, so much Shlichus. And that the Gemara says, there can't be because of Tanim and in Shlichus Lakata. Then the Gemara thought Nasiyach, Nasiyach, Mat, so much Shriya. So that Gemara held that Shriya Lakata would be Midiraisa. Fine. But the Gemara says it can't be Shriya because it's not a Shchus necessarily. Some people want to hire, some people want to become. So I'll give my third chat. That it's a din that bezim amidim amapachopis is a din that when there's a chalukah that you say have to make, the ketanim, so bezim can make an apachopis. Bezim can engineer a chalukah even though they're not involved. Each one will have somebody talking for them. They'll make sure they get a good chalik. So that's not a schia. You're not being zeicha for the person. It's his property. It's his property. Everyone in Klai Yisrael already owns Eretz Yisrael. It's just a gloy milsa ba'alma to know who gets what. You're just being mechalik it. You're being mechalik property that they have. That's not a parish of schia. Also, you're not doing something for someone. It's not your mindset that's helping them. There's a din that when the Yisayimim can't make their own chalukah, so Bezin can make an apachopis, make a chalukah for them. But that doesn't go too with the parish of schia, because Bezin ain't schia l'katan. So the Gemara in Ksuvis Rishayim say is not a raya either because Ein Echinami Ger Katan is only Durabanan like Taisus says in Ksuvis, or like a lot of Rishayim say because Ger Katan is not a Maisa being done for the Katan, the Katan Alain is doing the Maisa, you only need the parish of Schiyad because the mice has to be done with das, and the schiya gives him the das. And the Mori Kedush is not a raya, because the maskana is not discussing the parish of schiya. It's a new din nasiach and nasiach. It's a din amidah mamba petrampus. And that, you don't have to go through with the din of schiya. Stam, he owns the thing, and it's just a goy milsa to make a chaluka. So there's the das of Kamri Shainim, the Shainim bring it in Kedushin. And some Rishainim hold Rashi's mashed away in a few places, that Benson, there's no separate parish of Shli altogether. There's one parish doing a maisa for someone who goes through the parish of Shlichus. Now, Zach Ladin Shlai Befanav means that when you have a non sadi tevil Shliach, if you know that he agreed to have a Shliach, so Mela goes through the parish of Shliach, and the Chazal and Mesak, and even by a Katan, you could have a Zach and the Katan because he's also the Chal Shlichus. But there's no mezunder parish of Shliach, and Shliach doesn't work any more than Shlichus does. And as Avi and Shlichus Lakatan, me the Raisa and Shliach Lakatan, they didn't have Shliach Lakatan, they didn't have Rabbanan. But the Maisa the Rishainim bring, Rishainim here, the Rishainim Gedushin, the Rabban, the Rajba, they bring a sheet dalk upon him that holds a note that it is Shliach Lakatan, me the Raisa, Tazing Suvas Dafin Alf, also in the second Territz holds their way. That the Gemara means is a Shliach Lakatan, me the Raisa. A Katan that's also Lakal Shlichus, he has a Shliach me the Raisa. And Parashas Lipshat is because Shri is an ayah parasha. Shri is an ayah parasha. The parasha Shri passes by Katan. The parasha Shlichas passes by Katan. The parasha Shri passes yet by Katan. What do you do with that Gemara that says it's Derabbanan? So some take out the Girsa. Some take out the Girsa. Nay, the Shlichas and Archaliska is Shri is Slay. Mina Dava Katan. Katan Afrika after the Shlichas. It's Slay Shri. Does he not care? It's me Derabbanan. It's a din there, Isa. That's what a lot of you show in the mold. The Shach by Pidyon HaBen, the discussion, can you have a Pidyon HaBen if there's no father? The Shach in the Kudus HaKesef and Yerideus Simon Shinhei is Meirich. He holds very stark at the sheet that there is a Shchi Lekad Midaraisa. He didn't have all the Rishayim that we have. He brings some of the Raisa that the Rishayim bring. The Ksais in Simon Reish Samach Gimel says, in our Parshat, he brings Rishayim that Amatcha the Raisa. Shailin the Paiskin Lemaisa, do we pass in the Shchi Lekad Midaraisa or Midarabanan? Now the Rambam was very bothered to be making the Girsa here. That's why, even though he holds that Shchi is not mitam shlichus, but he holds also that Shchi l'katan is only midarabanan. The Rashi brings a pshat, which is a bissel apshara. The Rashi is goyis the first derabanan. Nay the shlichus in achri lesle, but Shchi midarabanan isle. That the Gemara wanted to say that a guy has din Shchi midarabanan, and the Raya is just like you see a katan has din Shchi midaraisa. So who would then it's talking to say that Nochi is din Shchi midarabanan? I understand the pshat like this. That will bring a raya from Katan that Shlichus and Shchi are two separate parishes. Shlichus, you see, by Katan, even midaraisa. Katan that Zain l'shlichus, but yesh l'shchi. So Ravina said, I v'zai, you could say, pshat in the braisa, that einach enam we know from Kalatar Kulu, we know from Ganshas, that l'gabe Shlichus, even midarabanan, there's no Shlichus l'gai. But Shchiyah, Vibalta, it's a different parish of a Haraya. Even on the Deraisa level, a Katan has Shchiyah, even though it doesn't have Shlichus. It's the male, the Kemezagam, and the Rabbanon, and the Omasak, and then a guy should have Shchiyah. But I don't understand the Gemara's Eisvis so well, so why do we have to say that a Katan is Osir Lachal Shlichus, and a guy is Lachal Lachal Shlichus? If even the Havman understood that a guy is Deraisa, and a Katan is Deraisa, and the guy, Ravina, just wanted to say it's Derabbanon. So just say that, no, it's not true. It's not midarabanan. But never masak and shchiyah by a guy. Why do you have to be mechalik and asir l'chal shlichus? A katan midaraisa has shchiyah. If a guy also, the Gemara wants to say midaraisa should have shchiyah, so that the pasuk, that the Gemara is saying, a deraisa digasvar, that vibalt the katan's only temporarily mufka from shlichus, so that afgoan from shlichus is not mafkiyim from shchiyah. Because since it's also l'chal shlichus, I was saying it's mistarbet to say that the parish of Shchi applies to katan, even though in shlichus the katan, because it's also l'chal shlichus. But Shein came by guy, once the guy is mufka from shlichus, and he won't even be also l'chal shlichus, I was saying it will make sense to apply this mi'at even to the case of Shchi. But if the Havman knew that also, the Havman also knew that a guy doesn't have Shchi in their eyes, so why do you have to make this chilik that a katan's asil l'chal shlichus and a guy not? Bishleim, if you wanted to shtel tzu the rabbanan by katan to the rabbanan by guy, or the raisa by katan to the raisa by guy, so you have to make a chilik. What's the chilik? Why do we say that the rabbanan was masakin here and not there? Why do we say that we have that we're learning up the psukim that the mi'ad of shlichus is a mir of schiyah by goy, but not by katan. We have to make a smir l'chalik. Mashiach, if the Havan already knew that a katan was the Isa, and a goy, the Gemara only wanted to say it's the Rabbana. So just say that the Rabbana weren't Mesach and schiyah by goy. But Sarachian, Falkopanim, Allah, Isa, you have this machalik as you shine him, if to read the Gemara like what it says, that there is schiyah by katan only mid the Rabbana. Or, like some Rishonim hold from other ayahs, that a katan levad is a schiyah mid their ayahs. Wasn't she sent? The Ramban, Shtel Zechab, now that we're saying the Ramban holds that schiyah is only mid the Rabbana by a katan by a guy, and Ravina's half a minna, in fact, how could a schiyah mid the Rabbana be matin is a ribbis? If mid their ayahs there's no schiyah, so mid their ayahs it's ribbis, how could a schiyah the Rabbana be matin is a ribbis? Zog the Ramban, a gewaldige chiddush, that the ribbis in Agamar is not their Isa. Even though he's taking the money that he owes to the guy, he's giving it to the Yid, and now the Yid is paying the ribbis to the guy, and that's the Chayav paying up his Chayav of ribbis to the guy. But mean their Isa, it's not called ribbis because he's never getting the ribbis. About the ribbis is going directly to the guy, there's no din ribbis mean their Isa zok der Ramban. Chayav gaval de gechidish. The ganze shmuz in the Gemara is a derabban and dekidin. But I mean, the Raisa, since he's not getting the ribbis, even though the ribbis is paying up his chayv of ribbis to the guy, zok der Ramban, that's only der Rabbanan. The Mela Ski der Rabbanan could be matter the Issa ribbis der Rabbanan. But the Raj B'tayin is, you don't have to come on to that. The Vadi Kalun de Gemara is a ribbis der Raisa. But the reason why Schim der Rabbanan can work is as Hefker bez an Hefker. Once the Rabbanan was second Schia, so come Daisy tackles it to the guy. Hefker bez an Hefker. Bezin can make it that he owes the money to the guy. If he owes the money to the guy, so mail is not ribis. The chayiv is to the guy. The chayiv is not to the yid anymore. That's the din of hefka bezin hefka. But tzarech bir, what's takib shan in the Ramban? Why the Ramban held that they couldn't as hefka bezin hefka make that the shliya goes to the guy? Why wouldn't the din of hefka bezin hefka be able to hefkiya the ribis their isa? Tzarech bir bezet. And now let's see the sugi vayta. Mari says as I taner abonin. Yisrael shalav amayis min anachi beribis. If a yid borrowed money from a guy beribis, v'zak fin olav b'milva, and he went and he cheshbin, Rashi says, exactly how much ribis he owes, and he made them all in one shtar, he made them all together as one big milva. V'niz gayer, and then the guy became a gayer. The shal is now, could you collect the ribis? So that thing of Marazai. Im kaidim shin is gayer, zak fin olav b'milva, gayer v'nes a kayer, v'gayer v'nes a ribis. Before the Geirus, you're ready, Mosaic of Alva Milva, then you could be going to the Karen and the Ribbis. Rashi says a Lashon, the Mishas Kifa Hava Kagavui. From the time you were Zaik of Alva Milva, that blimes Kagavui, that blimes Kilo, you already paid the Ribbis. The Say says, Zagav Alva Milva is a Pshat Azai. Yes, we're going and combining it and making it all one big Chayv. So it's Kilo, you paid me back, and now you borrowed it again. So now, the ribbis was paid back when he was a guy, and now he borrowed money again. So it's all Karen. So you let it borrow, you let it collect it. Vim la'achash in his gayer zaken over milva. But let's say after he was in his gayer, he took all the money and was zaken over milva. Guy vs a Karen, you can still be guy with a Karen. Vein a guy vs a ribbis, but you can't be guy with the ribbis. So the Rosh says, afilu arbib ribbis sha'ala aleim ba'oidei nachri. If La'achash in his guy, you were zakav al b'milva. You can't be gaiva not only the ribbis that was compiled on the loan from the time he was megaya till the time of zakav al b'milva, but you can't even be gaiva the ribbis that was there that he owed him when he was a guy. So there's a machlekes apaiskim. What's the pshat in the rush? The prisha, and the mkvege brings down that the gdulei chum also holds this way. They hold that it's dafka because you were zak velvimova. You made one big chayv out of the keren and the ribbis, and including in this chayv is the ribbis that was there after Shinaz Gayer. And that avadi you weren't allowed to do, because yana ribbis you weren't allowed to collect. Derech Marshall, the chayv was $1,000, and there was $100 of ribbis before the geirus, and there was another $20 of ribbis from the geirus till the time of the zak velvimova. And then he made one big chayv of $1,120. And including in this chayv is the ribbis, the $20 that was there after the geirus. So Mela, you're ready not allowed to be gave for anything. Not that ribbis. Now, as I say, they were konsuha tuha. But let's say you weren't zagrov and milva b'chlal. He borrowed $1,000 when he was a guy. $100 of ribis accrued from the time till he was in Sgayer. And another $20 accrued after he was in Sgayer. So there, whatever accrued before the Geyer is mutter to collect. That was, he was a guy. That's mutter. You're allowed to take ribis. You're allowed to give ribis to a guy. A guy is allowed to take ribis. Only the money after the Geyrus, that's awesome. But the Zagvel B'milva after the Geyrus, and included in the Zagvel B'milva the ribis of after the Geyrus, then that would answer all the ribis. But the Shach and the Gain and Rav Paiskim all not that way. They hold that no. That when the Rosh says that by Zagvel B'milva Akash and his Geyr, you can't be gaiva even the ribis Kaidim Shin his Geyr. Who would then lay Zagnob B'milva Klal? You can't be gaiva even the ribis before the Geyrus. Because now he's a Yid. The Bach says this, now he's a Yid. So now, as a Yid, he's taking ribis for the loan. Even though the ribis accrued already while he was a guy, it doesn't matter. Now he's a Yid, now he can't take that ribis. The only heter you have to take the ribis of a guy is if when you were Zagnob B'milva before the Geyrus. Then the pshat is, like Rashi says, it's command the Govadamin. Rashi is very much mashma like that, because Rashi likes su. The mishas kiva have a kagavi. Rashi says you need the din kagavi to be mounted to take the ribis, because you took it already. The guy took it while he was a guy. He says, let him keep it. And then it blives like he lent him again. So male, now it's all Karen. But without Zagvanov v'milva b'chlau, now that he's a yid, he can't even take the ribis that accrued while he was a guy. That means the Ritva says it mamish mefurish. The Ritva is very interesting. He brings a svara from his Rebbe that learns from this Gemara, that just like this Gemara, he's learning up the Gemara like the Bach, like the Shach, like the Achreinim. Yeah, not the Gain. I said before the Gain. The Gain doesn't say it over here. It's a different shtickle. Akman of the Bach, the Shach, and Reva Achreinim, the Ritva is learning the Gemara that way also. And he brings a psak, Oibazai, let's say you have a yin that owes money to a guy beribis. A guy lent the Yid Beribis, he owes money to the guy Beribis, and the guy sells the Chayiv to another Yid. So Hab Shita, then any Ribis that's coming after he sold the Chayiv, that's a Vada Asifim to take. But his Rebbe wants to say from the Gemara, just like in this Gemara, without the Zakvan Olav B'milva, the guy is now going to be guy for the Geir, is now going to be guy for the Ribis, even the Ribis that accrued while he was a guy. So who had then when a guy sells a loan to a Yid, unless he's Zakvan Olav B'milva before he sold it, but if he just sold the loan with the ribis, the other yid wouldn't be allowed to be gave for the ribis. Time in the Ritva, it's not muchrich. In Aaron Gemara and Pshanitz, it's the same person. Ein echinami, the ribis accrued while you were a guy, but you never gave it while you were a guy. Now you want to be gave a ribis from your own loan, and now you're a yid, you're a ger, so mainly you can't even be gave for the ribis that accrued while you were a guy, because it's the same person. Mashain came for a yid who bought the chayiv from a guy to collect the ribis of a chayiv that a guy already owned. He already owed it to the guy. And now the guy just sold the chayiv to a yid. To collect that, it's a different person. He's not collecting his own chayiv. He's collecting the guy's chayiv. That you're allowed to do. You're allowed to collect the guy's ribis. If the guy's ribis is your ribis because you became a ger, you can't collect your ribis when you were a guy because now you're a yid. And it's the same chayiv and mele, you can't do it. It's not the same when a guy sells it to a yid where he's collecting the guy's chayiv, that the Ritva holds his mutter. Al kaponim, you see mefurish in the Ritva that by loy zakvan ol b'milva, like the Bach and like the Shach and the Achreinim, it's not the pshat that the zakvan ol b'milva when he's this guy asks for him to take the ribis that he accrued when he was a guy. Loi Zagvan B'milva is also asked to take all the ribis that he accrued when he was a guy, because now he's a yid and it's the same mensch, he's the same malv, it's the same chayiv, he can't be gay with the ribis. There's another machlekes abayskim by the case where he was Zagvan B'milva when he was a guy. Well, there it says it's mutter. So machlekes a chumas adeshen and the marik. Is it only mutter to take the ribis that was there ready at the time of the Zagvan B'milva? But whatever came afterwards, whatever came after the Geirus Al Kopanim, that's Aser. Well, no, that's also Mutter. Derech Mashal. The Yid borrowed $1,000. And he's supposed to pay $10 of Ribis every month. And the Chayiv is due in a year. In a year, he'll have to pay him $1,000, $1,200 I mean, $1,120, $1,000 for the keren, $10 a month will be $120 after a year. So after a few months, he wasn't yet a ger. He wrote a new shtar payable at the end of the year for $1,120. In other words, he's including in this zaknal b'mulva the ribis that wasn't accrued yet. He only had 3 months, so it was only $30 of ribis that was accrued, but he wanted to make one big shtar both on the past ribis and also on the future ribis. The Marik says he can't do that. You can only be zaknal b'mulva the ribis that you accrued till now. The ribis that you don't owe him yet, he can't be zaknal b'mulva. But the Chumash Hadeshin holds no. The Chumash Hadeshin holds you can be zaknal b'mulva all the ribis. Even the future ribis, even the ribis that ends up being the ribis achash and hizgayir. As long as you are zak for everything Allah b'mulva before the geiris, it's all mutter. So Rabbi Chanan and Kaivit Shirin Baba Basra, it's a nice Shimpei base towards the end of Baba Basra, he learns up the Saras and Machlaikis like this. He brings a Chuvas Arashba. Chuvas Arashba dance, could you sell a chayv with ribis? Could you sell the chayv with the ribis that's there? The ribis that wasn't accrued yet. The Rashba says you can't. The Rashba says it's like a davar shloi b'laylam. You can't sell the ribis that was there before the ribis was made already. It says, ain't schiris mishtalemis el lebesayf. So all that ribis, it wasn't owed to you yet. So you can't sell it because not owed to you yet. So I bring that Chuvas Arashba. So he wants to say that's what the Marik holds. The Marik holds that ribis is not yours. You don't owe the ribis for the loan until you actually had the loan. If the ribis was $10 a month, till the month goes by, you don't owe the $10. So you can't be zaknal b'mulva future ribis. You don't owe it yet. You can't be zaknal b'mulva ribis that you don't owe yet. So mele zaknal b'mulva only works in ribis that you owe already. So mele zaknal b'mulva can make that ribis kagavoy and then turn it into keren. Mashenka ribis that you don't owe yet. You can't pay ribis that you don't owe yet. You can't make it into keren. Mashenka in the Chumash Hadeshin. He holds no. You owe all the ribis already. The zman you pay the ribis is at the end. There's a zman piroin for the ribis. But the mischaivis of the ribis is there right away. Since the loan is a loan for 12 months, you owe all 12 months ribis. Be'etzim, you have a schaivis of them right away. Now you don't have to pay until later. But the schaivis is there miyat. So mele, if you have the schaivis ready, you could be zakhma b'mulva ready. You're allowed to pay a chayv back before the zman piroin. So that could make a zakhma b'mulva. So you can make a zakhma b'mulva even the ribis that wasn't accrued yet. Adkan for Rabbi Chanan. So klerich zagim, what's the svara for that? What's good for the svara of machlokes if you owe the ribis or not? So you do in yeshivas hakiram. Say from a baruch ber, what's the pshat? What's the schayvus of ribis and a ribis lemaisa the teira acid lemaisa? You can't be in schayv ribis after teira acid. But let's say ribis to a guy, or if the teira would not have acid ribis, what would be the schayvus of ribis? You can learn, and that's just taka mashma in the Chuvas Arashba. It's a schiris. The shtamshis of the mice, that's mechayiv of the ribis. Just like when you use somebody's chayvitz, you rent this car, use the car, that's mechayiv of the rent. Using his money is mechayiv of the ribis. Now the Torah asked it as a schiris, but be'etzim would be a schiris, using the money is mechayiv of it. Or you could say divim shat, that just like when you lend money, you could be kaitzis his chayiv back, you can make a kinyan with the money, you can make a ksitza with the money, you can make a ksitzas ribis with the money. Are you day giving money? That's mechayivim in the chayiv. You could make that the chayiv is more than the money. You could make the chayiv should include ribis. It's a ksitza, it's the giving the money, it's mechayiv the ribis. Not the shtamshifs of the money, but the borrowing of the money, the giving the money, the mechayiv that comes from getting the money, that's mechayiv the ribis. So if it's a schirus, so then it's mistar, but till you use the money, you're not mechayiv in the schirus yet. So mele, it's good to marik. You can't have a zakhmal b'milva because you weren't mechayiv in that ribis yet. The ribis comes with a schirus, like the lush and the rajma, ain't schirus m'shlem as well, but safe. You have to use it, then you're chayiv in the schirus. If you didn't use it, you can't sell it. That's what the rajma was saying, and I'm chanish telling too. You can't be zakhmal b'milva, you can't pay it back. The chum is a dashin that holds that the schirus milva works even for the Shpeta de Geribis, he holds it's not the Shtamshes of the Mois, it's Mechayev the Ribis, but the Ksitz of the Chayev, it's Mechayev the Ribis. That's the Mechayev is Mechayev the Ribis. Since the Chayev was already, Havadni can have the fullest Chayevus of the Ribis already. But his Man Piroim is later. So mainly he can be Zakim of a movie, even the Ribis is coming afterwards. Zaykem is Zagin. Then the Gemara goes, "Vayde v'chenochi shalav amoyis miyisrael." If the guy borrowed money from a yid beribis v'zakhal b'mulvav and a skayer, imach lein esgayer zakhal b'mulvav goyves a kairin v'goyves a ribis, just like before, the mishesgayer zakhal b'mulvav goyves kairin v'ain a goyves a ribis. According to Tanakam, it's the same thing. The zakhal b'mulvav makes it cooler kairin if that was done by either that it was a guy. So then it's cooler kairin. There's no problem. Ribis mashenkem and it's a skayer. So kum dais. You're taking from him ribis, even though the ribis was accrued when he was a guy, but the zakma mulva was by when he was a skyer, there's an issa ribis. No, the case the other way, when the guy is not loiva, when the guy borrowed the money, he always has to pay the ribis. People shouldn't say, because he wanted to save himself, that he doesn't have to pay the ribis. That's why I became this guyer. So maybe we say I have to pay the ribis even though you're this guyer. So the Rosh says that he gets all the ribis, even the ribis that was Allah after he's this guyer, till the Shas Piroyin. Because even though Dr. Rosh is in his Surah Deraisa, but Yesh Kayak v'chacham lagad of Menatera, filu v'makam avera, sometimes Chazal have a kayak to be aked of Menatera, even b'kum v'asei, and here, Chazal of a kayach to be aik in the midst of ribis, the yis of ribis, and he has to pay all the ribis and all the chayv, even the ribis after the geirus until the shas pirayim. But the Rambam says, and this is out of Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that he only has to pay the ribis until he's his guy. The ribis after he's his guy doesn't have to pay. The chayyid of pshat is, because the ribis till he's his guy, since it accrued as a guy, so mamelim, their eyes is not a problem with ribis. This whole thing that we spoke about, that according to the priest of the Zakhav of Mamilva makes the problem. According to Rav Achreinim Stamazah, you can't take the ribis once he's a yid, even the ribis that was there, b'shash that he was a guy. That's a Darabanan Dikadin. So Mela, since it's only a Darabanan Dikadin, so they didn't want to make the din in that case, so Yayim Rubashul Meisim is guy. But to be like that there is a Dikadin of ribis, that they didn't want to do. But the Achreinim are bothered by Akasha. The Sheet de Sarambam in Perik Vavil Chismal Valacha Gimel is that it's only considered ribis derais if you made up the ribis, if you kaitzes the ribis b'shas talvah. If you weren't kaitzes b'shas talvah, you were kaitzes b'shas harvachas man, you lent money without ribis. And then afterwards you said if you want to hold on to the money longer, you have to pay ribis. That's not ribis ktsutz. It's mechlekes Yishayim, that's the Sheet de Sarambam. So here, where the ktsitz was when he was a guy, L'chari, even the money after he's a yid, that should be like Havachas man. The ksitza was beheter. So even the money that he would owe after he's this guy, he should also only be derabanan. It should be a chsayin ribis ksusa because you don't have the ksitza be'issa b'shas talvah. The ksitza b'shas talvah when he was a yid. The ksitza, l'chari, when he become, was a guy. The ksitza b'shas talvah means when he was a guy. L'chari, when he becomes a yid, that becomes issa ribis, but it's not the shas talvah anymore. It should be like a vachas man, it should like to be only the Rabbanan. So mikayach that, the Shardeya and the Arsameich on the Rambam, they both learn that it's really always the Rabbanan, but the Rambam holds that the chshash, shalayim b'shul ma'is in this gayer, only applies the ribis until the gayrus. The ribis after the gayrus, people won't say b'shul ma'is in this gayer, they explain why. I saw in the Chedushim Haral from the Rabbi Tzuntz, he wants to learn that even if though he was kaitzitz when he was a guy, but since the ksitzah was already there, b'shas tavon, that would make it ribis ksutzah, even though at the time he was a guy. The Rambam only says, when there's b'chlal no ksitzah b'shas tavon, the ksitzah only came later, b'shas tavon, man, that's not ribis deraisa. But if the ksitzah was there, b'shas tavon, even though that was behetah because he was a guy, but now he becomes a yid, now that ksitza b'shas lavo would make it ribis ksutza, would make it ribis deraisa. You say that svara, Sir Ableibsin says, mikayach that svara, so mele, it's good, the Rambam. And once he's this guy, it's already ribis deraisa, so he doesn't hold like the Rosh. The Rosh holds even in that case, chacham and makir davim and atayim, and mele, they said that he could pay ribis, even though it's ribis deraisa, shleyayim b'shulayis in this guy. Tashenke the Rama holds no. Only when it's the Rabbana, the ribbis that he accrued, Bishasi was the guy, that's the Rabbana. So that Chazal were makbid on. Mashenke the ribbis was this guy. Since you had exceeds the Bishas Tavo, even though he was a guy then, that's the Raisa, and the male then he has that he's not allowed to pay. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara goes on, Tana Rabbanan, Shtar Shekosev by Ribbis. If you have a Shtar loan document that includes in it Ribbis, it says that the Loiva owes the Karen, he also owes Ribbis, which is Nisid Raisa. Kainzin I say, you make a Knas, Ve'ene Goy Veloyes, the Karen Veloyes, the Ribbis. He wrote Ribbis in the Shtar, you make a Knas, you don't collect with the Shtar, even the Karen. Divir Rabbi Meir, Racham Meir, no, Goy Venes the Karen. You can collect the Karen, Ve'ene Goy Veloyes, the Ribbis, but you cannot collect the Ribbis. Of course, you can't collect the Ribbis, it's also to pay Ribbis. But you still collect the Karen, and the Gemara says, V'maikah Miflugi, Remeya Sava Kansina Neteir Mishim Yisura, V'rabon and Sarvi Loi Kansina Neteir Mishim Yisura. Remeya holds that once it's Isra in the Shtar, forget about it, you can't sin entire Shtar, you can't collect the whole Shtar, Kansina Neteir Mishim Yisura. The Rabbon and say, no, whatever is Asr is Asr, whatever is Mutter, Loi Kansina Neteir Mishim Yisura. Tysus discusses a coin to Rabbi Meir. He has three tzadim. Is a pshat that you only can't collect mishubadim of the Karen. You can't use the shtar for Karen. In order to collect mishubadim, the karka that was sold, that you need a shtar, that you can't. You can't use the shtar. Mashen kain, to collect b'nei chayim, you could collect. Because that you'd be able to collect without a shtar. So b'nei chayim, you could collect. You have such a tzad. Taisus has a tzad. According to Ramey, even b'nei chayim you can't collect because you don't have a proof to it. But that's only when the Leiva denies it. The Malva pulls out a shtar with ribbis. The Leiva denies it. The shtar is clear, though, that the Malva is right. But since we need the shtar to collect, we don't collect anything from the shtar. Now, Shengen, if the Leiva agrees, or if there are other edim to the halva, even though we have a shtar with ribbis, you would collect. Because you're not using the shtar at all. It happens to be in a shtar, but you're not using the shtar at all. But Lamaisa Taisus holds not the way. Taisus holds in Rabbi Meir that you just don't collect the Karen at all. Once you wrote Ribbis in a Shtar, that's the end of it. The Karen, you guys are out to the Ribbis. But this is only Cheetah's Rabbi Meir. We don't pass like Rabbi Meir. None of the Pais can pass like Rabbi Meir. We pass like the Chachamim that you do collect the Karen. You collect it even from Meshubadim. Lamaisa the Shail is not Negea. Not Negea la Locha. But the Rishainim discuss a very Yisaitistic Shail. Taisus discusses it, and all the Rishainim discuss it. What's the pshat that you could use the shtar to collect the keren, according to the Chachamim? The halacha is, the Gemara says later, the Mishnah, at the end of the perek in the Vayin Heim Abayis, Ve'elo Oivim B'leisa Se, Amalva V'aloiva V'aroiva Eidim. The Oivim B'leisa Se, V'leisa Simen Olav Neshech. It's called a Simas Neshech, when you're Eidim on the Alva. And the halacha is, when people are Oivim B'leisa Se, Oivim Olav De'Raisa, you become Pasal Eidus. So here the Eidim are over alive their Isa by being Eidim for Ribbis. They're over Mamish alive their Isa. So mainly she become Pasul Eidus. So once the Psul Eidus, how could you collect with it? The Eidim are Pasul. That's Taisus Kasha. Now even though the Eidim aren't gaining anything on the deal, there's a Sugi in Sanhedrin. Tafchav Zayinam and Aleph. When there's a din of like, Al Tashis Yadchim Rosh Aliyah Seid Chamas. So Rosh is Pasul Eidus. We're not from that Pasuk. Al Tashis Yadchem Rosh Elias Eid Chamas. If he's a Russian stealing money, that's Chamas, then he's always Pasul Eidus. If he's a Russian but he's not stealing money, then the Gemara is the Machlaikis Abayin Ravid. The Machlaikis is a Mumma Eichel Nevelas Tatei Avain. Everyone agrees he's Pasul Eidus. Because when he's Eichel Nevelas Tatei Avain means that he buys from the non kosher butcher because it's cheaper. So you see that because of money, he's willing to be over alive. So that's Zicha. That he'd be willing, because of money, to be over on the love of Lysana, the love of saying Pasul Eidus. So it's Pasul Eidus. But the Machlaikis says, what about a Mumma Eichel Nevelas Lahachis? He's eating the Vela, but he's not gaining any money out of it. He's not getting anything on it. He has a choice. He can buy the kosher meat, he can buy the treif meat at exactly the same price. He chooses the treif meat for no good reason, Lahachis. So Rava says he's kosher, because you only find that he does Averis Benel Lamakim. Not necessarily Ben Chaveri. He's not doing it for money. He just doesn't care. So Ben Chaveri, Mustami does care about. That's a Rava holds that he's got his kosher leidus. And Abayi says, no. Abai says anyone who's over alive their Isa, even if he's not gaining anything from it, is possible Eidus. So Mele here also, the Eidim are over alive their Isa, Sim of Neshech, why aren't they possible Eidus? So the commenter roots him to this kasha. We'll go one by one. The Ramban holds that any chinami, Eidim were made on a loan that has ribbis in it, they're over alive their Isa, Sim of Neshech, Avada, the possible Eidus. And Avada, we don't accept their Eidus anymore. And the case of the Gemara is that the Edom had absolutely no idea that there was ribbis here. The Leiva came over to them and said, I want you to be Edom on a shtar that I borrowed, that I owe to Malva a certain amount of money. He didn't tell him that part of it is carrying part of its ribbis. He told him one lump sum, said, wrote in the shtar, based on the Leiva's Haidah, that he's borrowing, that he owes kach for kach money. You don't have to actually see the alvah to write a shtar. As long as the leiva tells you to write the shtar and give it to the malva, that's fine. So the Edom have absolutely no idea there's ribbis. Now the malva and leiva tell us that there's ribbis. So in such a case, you have a machlekes if you could collect the karen or not. Now Shane Cain, if the Edom knew it was ribbis and signed anyway, and thereby were even alive their eyes to the simonol of Neshech, avad that it's possible Edus, avad that you can't collect based on their Edus. That's the Ramban Shita. All the Rishonim wants to bring it b'shem the Ramban as a Shita that Edom become possible Edus and you can't collect. And the case of the Gemara is, which you don't see that the ribbis is there together with the Keret. But Rashi learns the Gemara not the way. Rashi says clearly, Shtar sheyesh b'ribbis, shekosav b'ay, pliny lovin pliny mana, b'ribbis kach v'kach l'zman pliny. It's written in the shtar that he borrowed a mana, and he borrowed a b'ribbis. It's written the ribbis in the shtar. And Tosis and some other Rishonim say that the riot to that is that if it wouldn't be written, it wouldn't be clear. So even according to Rabbanan, you can't be gave anything from the shtar. Because the Gemara goes further. The Gemara says, Tanan Hasam, we have a Mishnah, Shtar Yechayev Mekdam Mesum Mecharim Ksheirim, that if you have a shtar Mukdam, you have a predated shtar. So the shtar is from an earlier date, it's possible. So Maris Akasha, why is it possible? Of course, you can't be goyim Zman Rishon. You can't be goyim from the lekuchas that bought from the Zman Rishon to Zman Sheni. But we're talking about that you know it's Mukdam. So you know the correct Zman. The Malva tells us the correct Zman. He tells us it's Mukdam. Just like here, the Malva tells us that part of its ribbis. So he tells us, fine, I agree, it's Mukdam. But at least he wants to be goyim Zman Sheni. And the Mishnah says it's possible. So Rish Lakish says, Machloikish Nuiv Rameihi. Rish Lakish says, Einachinam, he goes like a man that's conceded in the Tei Mishim Yisurah. But according to the Rabbanan, you are allowed to collect from the Shtar, from the second Zman. Rabbi Yechanan, Mephil Tei Merabbanan, Gzei Yishim Yigvim Yizman Arishin. Rabbi Yechanan says, that even according to the Rabbanan, in this case, even the Rabbanan are masking his puzzle. Because in this case, you can't collect from the Shtar, even Mizman Sheni. We make a Gzei, if we're going to allow you to collect with this Shtar from the Zman Sheni, you might use the Shtar from Zman Arishin. So Mela, we don't allow you to collect at all. Now, L'chayu, what's the difference between this and the case of ribbis? L'chayu, the Parshib Shad is that by ribbis, we don't have the Xeru, maybe you'll collect the ribbis. The Shtar is very clear what's the Karen, what's the ribbis. We know that you're allowed to collect the Karen. You know, we know you're not allowed to collect ribbis. It's not a problem. It's just a Knas, Kansu Atei Mishim Yisur, but there's no Xeru, you might collect the ribbis. It's clear what the ribbis is. Now, Shengen by a Shtar Muktam, Fakir, the problem with the Shtar is that the Shtar is misleading. The Shtar will have you collect from the Lekuchas Mizman Rishon. If it would be clear that the Shtar is a Shtar Mukdam, it wouldn't be a Shtar Mukdam. We know when the Shtar is. Shtar Mukdam, by definition, means that the Shtar is proposing a Zman, which is earlier than the correct Zman. So in Mela, you'd always have a Chash that you might misuse the Shtar. That's why Chazal wanted not to collect the Shtar altogether. So Taina Taisus in the Rishonim on the Ramban, that if you're going to say that it's not clear the Ribbis in the Shtar, the Shtar just has one lump sum without saying Karen and Ribbis, so you should have the same Zeyr. What's the Chilik? Why is Rabbi Yechanan, pass like Rabbi Yechanan, why is Rabbi Yechanan saying by a Shtar Mukdam we have a Zeyr Shem Yigvim is Man Rishon, and by Ribbis we don't have a Zeyr Shem Yigvim or Ribbis? Al Karach the Pshat's like Rashi, that the Shtar clearly indicates the Karen and the Ribbis, and that's why you don't have such a Zeyr. So that's what the Rishonim hold, Kamer Rishonim, Taisus, and another Rishonim hold halacha lemaisa, that when there's no indication what's the Karen, what's the Ribbis, Yitaka can't be goyve the Karen, Xerish Amigvis or Ribbis, just like by Shtar Mukta. What does the Ramban hold? The Ramban holds it's chalak. The Ramban says he holds it's chalak. If it's the same thing that you're collecting, mizman sheni, that thing, that loan, that keren, you might collect mizman rishon, then it's gzeira. We don't allow you to collect this money. Mizman sheni, gzeira, you might collect the same money, mizman rishon. That's gzeira. Mashen kain, keren and ribis, so different things. We're not going to say don't collect this part of the shtar. Gzeira, you might collect the other part of the shtar. So different things. So even though the shtar doesn't indicate that there's keren and ribis here, the shtar makes one lump sum. But when I'm geyser, the keren mishum the ribis, even if it's not clear what's the keren and what's the ribis, because it's two different things. That's the Ramban's svarim. So al kaponim, we have this machlokes rishonim. If it's not clear in the shtar, the keren and the ribis, Tosis and other rishonim hold that in that case, everyone will be masking, you can't collect anything zera, just like you have a gzera by mekdam shamikum mizman rishon. And the Ramban holds no. The Ramban holds that since it's two different monies, the keren and the ribis, even though it's not clear which one is which, but we're not geyser one money at another money. It's not the same as mekdamim. With the same money, we don't allow you to collect mizman sheni because you might collect the same money mizman rishon. But according to Ramban, that's one teretz. The reason why the edim are impossible is we're talking about the edim had no idea there was any ribis here. There's no indication in the shtar that there's ribis b'chlal. Now, the rishonim, Taisus and the rishonim that hold that note, like Rashi, that the shtar does indicate ribis, so we still have this kasha. If the edim signed the shtar saying that's someone borrowed Beridis, so the Edom are over alive, they're right, so why aren't they possible Edis? So Taisa says the Teresa of Tumat Ribis de Rabbanan, and even though Taisa asked the Kasha, so why aren't they possible to be the Rabbanan, Taisa says the Rabbanan were in Gezer on a Veyrus that don't have a Psul Chamas to be possible to Rabbanan. You can have someone that's a Gazlan Mid Rabbanan, a Psul Chamas, we actually stole money, even if he stole money Mid Rabbanan, like Masachet Bekuvia and Mefricha Yenim. In that case, he's possible in Rabbanan, but if he's over in Aveira de Rabbanan that doesn't have any Havachas Mammon to it, he's not even possible in Rabbanan. But that says it's like Kimpton the Gemara, we're talking about Ribis de Rabbanan. And then Taisus another Svar, which Rishonim will bring B'Shem Taisus, that the Edim, even though they're over alive, they're Isa, but people don't know that it's alive, they're Isa. You ask anybody, are the Edim over alive, they're Isa, when they sign the Shtar of Edis, they say, no, I know that a Malv and a Leiva are Iva and Lavda Reisa. But they say, Simul of Neshech sounds like the Malva can't make Neshech on him. But it doesn't sound like the Edim. They don't think that it means the Edim. You have a similar story in the Gemara that if somebody steals money, someone steals an item and pays for it. He's Iva and a lively Sachman, he's a Chamsin, but he's not possible to Edis because the Sachman Linish B'loi Dami Mashmalu. People don't think that you're Iva anything as long as you paid for it. Even though you're over alive, the Reis of Isachmai. So Taisha says you have a similar story here. Laisa Simon Leinchi, Laisa Simon sounds like we're talking about a Malvin and a Levin, doesn't sound like we're talking about Edim. People don't know that Edim are over alive, the Reis, and that's why they're not possible Edis. So we have here Machalikas Yishainim. There are Banem Zon that Edim are possible Edis. Edim Ribis are possible Edis, and that's why he's that sign in the Gemara that they didn't know it was Ribis. But Taisha has a Teretz. And the Ribis and Apostle Eidus, but he says it's very why? Because they don't know they're being given a lively Sesimon. And that would explain why in this Gemara you could be given to Karen, because the Ribis are not Apostle Eidus. The Mishnah Melech, in Perik Dalad, Milchus Malva, Nalachavav, he has a whole discussion. He wants to declare, he's bothered by the Rishainim, that Neman, that the Eidim Apostle Eidus, and the only thing they say in the Apostle Eidus is because they don't realize that it's Ribis according to the Ramban. Well, Taisa says, because they don't realize that there's a life there. Isa says, the Rambam doesn't bring down that the Edom get Malkus. The Rambam, Menilchus Sanhedrin, Perek Yutes, brings down everyone who gets Malkus. He doesn't mention anything about lending Ribis, about Edom by Ribis. He doesn't mention anything about Ribis getting Malkus. Vice Tais, there's no such Malkus by the Lavim of Ribis. And he says, the Sefer Chinuch also holds that way. The Sefer Chinuch Mefurish says that the Edom do not get Malkus, because he says that even the Malva doesn't get Malkus. It's a Gemara earlier, we had a Nafsamach Beis. The Gemara says Nafsamach Beis, Rabbi Nechev and Lezim Yaakov Poichus and Malva Sarav Neshiyeshmem Kum Vasei. It's a Lava Nittik Lasei. And Memela, they patent the Malva and the Arav, they say the Malva and the Arav do not get Malkus, because it's a Lava Nittik Lasei. So Nasev Chazar Shubis, Nechei Chimach. So the Chinuch says, who wouldn't the Edom don't get Malkus? Even though the Edom don't really have an Asei, but they can't be worse than the Malva. The Malva did the whole thing, and he doesn't get Malkus. The Edom just helped him out. They can't be worse than the Malach of the Mail. The Edom don't get Malchus. Tied to Mishnah Malach, the Rambam's also Mashim, where the Rambam leaves out Malchus. Magabe Edom, he says the Kesef Mishnah holds that way. Al Kopanim said, oh, a good tzad that Edom don't get Malchus B'chlal. Now the Rambam holds, in Hilchos Eidos, that a Rosh, it's not a Rosh the Chomas, he's not a Gazlan, he didn't steal anything. He's just a Rosh because he was over alive. It's Dafka Lav Sheyesh by Malchus. A live shame by Malchus is mashman the Rambam, you're not over anything. You don't become Basileidus, I mean. A live shame by Malchus, you don't become Basileidus. So if the Edom, being Edom on a loan of Ribbis is a live shame by Malchus, and it's not a live of Chomas, they're not gaining any money, so Mela, who says the Basileidus? As any Mishnah Malchus is very bothered. We're shining them on that the Basileidus, except for the fact that maybe they didn't know that there was Ribbis, the Ramban says, and Taisha says maybe because they don't realize it's a live. Even if they knew it was Ribbis and they realized it was alive, it's alive she'ein by Malchus. Now he brings that the Gdulei Truma, and he wants it medayked away from the Mukhe Yosef, holds that they do get Malchus. Eide Ribbis do get Malchus. A Malva doesn't get Malchus, is alive in the Glase, but Eidem is known in the Glase. Samel, they do get Malchus. So it's just that. He also declares that maybe you don't say this, you said. And the Ksais also talks about by Richas, the Ksais and Simon and Beis, he brings the Mishnah Lamelech, but it's not so partial as you're saying. Could be you don't need to get Malchus in order to become Pasal Eidus. Maybe as long as you're over alive, they're Isa. And if you don't get Malchus, it's Pasal Eidus. Mishnah Lamelech also declares that maybe it'll be Pasal Eidus in their abundant. Even if they're not over alive, being, you need Malchus in order to become Pasal Eidus in their Isa. But maybe if you're over alive without Malchus, you still become Pasal Eidus in their abundant. As I is mefalpul about it, he also declares if Edom shouldn't get Malchus because it's a live shame by Maisa. But here we're talking about Edei Shtar. Normally, if you have Edom that are Edom Baal Peh, they don't do any Maisa. They just watch the loan. And even if they come to Bezin to be made, but that's Dibur. Dibur is not a Maisa. But when you sign a Shtar, Chsim is a Maisa. So that could be a live sheesh by Maisa. So he's mefalpul about this. Do Edom actually get Malchus? Or do you need to actually get Malchus in order to become Pasul Edus? Balkapanim, that's another possible terrors to the Kasha that could be, even if the Edom know it's Ribbis and they know they're being over alive, but since the live doesn't have Malchus, so Mimela, they wouldn't become Pasul Edus. Now the Ksais in Simon and Beis, he says another terrors to the whole Kasha, which brings another interesting sugya. The Ksais' terrors is that even if they become Pasul Edus by being Mayin, they only become Pasul Eidus after they committed the Aveira that has a lav. When the Eidim stop becoming Pasul Eidus when they do a lav? Zaktik says, after they finish being over the lav. So here, until they actually signed the Shtar, they didn't yet finish the lav. The lav is complete after they signed the Shtar. Say Nechanami, they became Pasul. But B'Shas, they were signing, they were still Kasher. So if simultaneously with the Eidus, they're being over alive. So on this Eidus, they're kosher because they weren't yet over alive, and they didn't become possible after they finished being over alive. So while they were saying the Eidus, or in this case, while they're signing the Shtar, they're kosher. He brings a makar to this Svarah, because Yishayim will speak about in Chulin. If you dalad, it says a sheicha b'shabbos shitasa k'sheira. So Yishayim ask a kasho, why is sheicha b'shabbos shitasa k'sheira? A mechal shabbos, you're not even mishkit. A mechal shabbos is not like a guy. A mechal shabbos can't shech. The shkit is nevela. So sheicha b'shabbos is a mechal shabbos. How could even mishkit? How could a shkit be good? A shkit should be awesome in their eyes because it's a shkit is mummer. So Taisa says his shita that a mummer is only if he's mechal shabbos several times. One time Chil Shabbos doesn't make you a mummer. But the Ran holds one time Chil Shabbos also makes you a mummer. But Zak the Ran, only after you completed the act of Chil Shabbos. Once you did the act of Chil Shabbos once, from then on you become a mummer. But since B'Shas Shechita you did not yet Mechal Shabbos, this is the first time you Mechal Shabbos. So the Shechita is a good Shechita, because the Shechita was done by someone who had not yet committed an act of Chil Shabbos. Zak the Ksais, it works the same way with Psuli Edus. Psul Eidus, until you finish the Aveira, you know you become Psul Eidus, you don't become a Rasha. He brings the whole discussion, Amarit and Amarishdam, they had a discussion, the Bez, they made a Cheirim against anyone who has a Kedushin, anyone who participates in a Kedushin without the Rav present. including the Edom. They're all over, they're all violating the Schayrim. So someone did it. They made a Kedushin without the Rav present. So Salman Achreinim wanted to pass the Kedushin because since the Edom violated the Chayrim, Edom or over the Chayrim, Apostle Edom, they become Apostle Edus. So Mela, these Edom, it's like a Kedushin without Edom. The Edom Apostle, they violated the Chayrim. But the Merit argues, the Merit says they don't become Apostle Edus till after the Edus, till after the Kedushin, till after they committed the violation of the Chayrim. So Mela, they can't pass the Kedushin. But Shas, they were Edom Kedushin, they didn't yet do an Aveda pass them Edus. So Mela, they were good Edom. The Ksais likes the Svara. Now the Nesivus argues, and the Nesivus says that there's a chilik, a mummer. To become a mummer, there you have to have actually committed. From then on, you become a mummer. But the Psul Rasha, since simultaneous with the Edus, you're becoming a Rasha, Avanda for this Edus, you're a Rasha. He brings the Raya because it says that when someone signs the get on Shabbos, so Mela is a Machal Shabbos. So Mela is a possible to get. It's possible to be their Isa, because Edom and Machal is Shabbos, they sign the get on Shabbos. You don't say that they only become possible after they finish signing. The Ksai says it's not a Raya, because they already were Machal Shabbos before they finish the signature. And you write two letters, it's already Chil Shabbos. And then Stevens tries to imatcha that. Al Kapanim, it's a big schmooze. When exactly did Edom become possible to Edus? Did they become possible to Edus for Shasta doing the Aveira? Or only after they finished doing the Aveira? Negeya to signing a shtar, when is allowed to sign a shtar like our case with Ribbis? Or negeya to the case by Eidik Kedushin, when there was a chayim not to be Eidik Kedushin Ukadayma. Now I'm a little bothered with the Ksais, because Lamaisen, he himself points this out. Taisus and the Ramban and the Rashman and the Ritva and the Ran and the Mukhi Yosef, all the Rishainim that discuss this Kasha, that why by the Edom that signed the Shtar Sheish Beribis, wanted the Edom Pasuk, because the Eivet Alav of Hashisimu of Neshech, obviously they all hold that you become Pasuk simultaneously being Eivet Alav. The Ksais is answering the Kasha. The Ksais is saying that Eina Chinami, when you sign the Shtar Sheish Beribis, you become Pasuk, but only after you sign, so Mele B'Shas, you signed you a Kasha, so Mele the Shtar is a Shtar Kasha. But the Rishainim will never not that way. So the Chai Alach L'Meisa, even if you give him a Fapa with Svarius and Rayas, but Allah Maisa, Taisus, the Ramban, the Rashi, the Dvonim, the Yosef, all the Rishainim, they all Naman, all the Rishainim and Awasig, you all Naman, Allah Maisa, that they do become possible, not like the Ksais. Al Kapanim, since you're Santa Shmuz, that's a Shita Saksais, that the Edom don't become possible right away. They become possible only after they finish the Veda. That's when they become a Psul Rasha. And he brings Achrainim that speak about it.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.